Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here, the 75th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Mike Lee. Welcome, Mike.
Hi.
So you're here with Peter Lou.
Yes.
Peter Lou, film that I had the pleasure to watch. I actually, you know, as a non-British viewer, I learned an incredible lot in 154 minutes.
I think British viewers will learn a lot
as well. I just wanted to ask you something that maybe is personal, but it can really space, and you can take any kind of direction you want. After spending so much time on the film and treating it and seeing maybe the final draft and as well on the big screen, to what extent did you kind of immerse yourself into the historical part as well as seeing today? So the constant sort of switch between director, so the father of the actual film, and then what happens as a viewer. So did you find yourself sometimes kind of like changing the sort of clothes, or you almost felt too much time and
no,
just left it to the viewers now?
No. The job of a filmmaker, the job of a director, built into the job is a constant consciousness of why you're there, which is to make the film for the audience. So the audience is constantly in your head. You don't make a film not thinking about an audience at all. I mean, the audience informs everything you do, basically. So, if I understand your question correctly, there's no question of suddenly it's in front of an audience. Of course, when a film does get in front of an audience, and I do like to be in on the screenings, I will this afternoon watch the major screening here at Venice. You start to learn things, you understand things, but it's all, in the end, the whole point of it is that's what it's about. I mean, the film has no meaning if it's not in front of an audience, you know. But it's all part of the continuous process. So there's no sense, if I understand you correctly, of it being different or disorientating. It's a continuation of the process.
And this continuous process that you're talking about as well regarding your whole career, I'm kind of curious to hear from you the concept of rhythm in your film. So if you have that in mind, whether it be like, you know, the image itself that you select or even the editing side, like this stage, 2018, what is rhythm in film for Mike Lee?
Well, I mean, structure, tempo, rhythm, the way storytelling and the juxtaposition of images, all of those things, you can't be a filmmaker if in some way it's not in your bloodstream, if it's not in your DNA, basically. A sense of rhythm, a sense of order, even in the answer I'm giving you at this moment, something is making me sort of struggle with the structure of what I'm saying, you know. I mean, that is in the nature of the thing. So rhythm, very important. If you ain't got rhythm, you're not a filmmaker.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.